嗨，欢迎收听茶碗蒸说，我是蒸。我们节目是以自我成长与来宾的访谈中去了解人生的很多喜怒哀乐以及高低起伏，希望可以让大家换一个角度一起看到善良跟温暖的世界吧。大家好，欢迎收听茶碗蒸说。众所期待的，虽然是凌晨一点多，然后我们在远端连线土耳其，跟我在英国认识的土耳其朋友一起来录这一集，跟大家聊聊我们是怎么样在伦敦相遇，然后在这四年的时间我们是怎么样还可以维持彼此的联络的。然后这一集我全部都会用英文，因为我们唯一可以沟通的语言就英文，所以大家可能要都是很简单的英文，然后大家不要太在意我们的文法。然后我们接下来就要进入正题了。 I'm saying like how we met in London, and because we are 5 years ago and we are just for internet texting and video talk, this episode will all in English. Hope everyone don't want to care about our grammar, although I invite my grammar teacher.
Hi. Yeah, like, I used to be your teacher, by the way.
So maybe we can introduce yourself and to our listeners.
So I'll introduce myself.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ecem. So I'm from Turkey and I'm 25 years old. And let me introduce myself in Turkish as well. Merhabalar, ben Ecem. Türkiye'den katılıyorum. Yani Türk'üm. 25 yaşındayım. So how did it sound it to you?
The only word that I can understand is I'm Asian.
When you talk, I just understand that London word.
It's so hard to understand in totally different language. I learned about Turkish. Selam is hello.
Yeah, selam.
Selam.
Yeah, do you want to learn something else?
I don't want to learn dirty words.
No dirty words.
You can show yourself.
Yeah, that's my time. I really love to say kaminya. That's the only word that I remember.
In Chinese.
Yeah, in Chinese.
But I need to say kaminya, it's been Taiwanese already. I mean like, it's not I teach you. Because my mom will hear this episode.
I guarantee that she didn't teach me. Someone else.
The dirty word that you say is Taiwanese. It's not Chinese.
I didn't know that.
So when you say the dirty word, I suddenly become, I need to say Taiwanese.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they're really, really confusing, or they're not really understand why the two girls in different country and they just met like 1 month in London. And different culture, different ages, different personality. And after we left London, and then we all went back to our country, and we still have really strong connections.
We have a really different bond. I feel like you are my sister. Happened in a month. Yeah, in another country. But before we started this episode, we talked with you, and you told me that we spoke like a year ago. But it feels like yesterday because it's a really different thing that I cannot explain with words, really.
Because we are always used so. We use so to talking, like we are speaking English right now. But for us, it's not, it's like just speaking your mother tongue.
Yeah, I really understand everything that you say. Sometimes we are like, how was that? How can I say this word? But just looking at you, I just understand what you're going to say, really.
There's a word on my face.
Yes, but I don't know how to explain this. I can read your face.
Oh my God, I need to wear a mask. But I feel like our relationship begins from the first day we have a test. And we sit together and we have lunch.
Yeah, I still remember that. Like, and you came next to me. You asked, is it empty? I looked at you, but I looked at her so angry. I remember that, really. I was like, why is she asking? Like, it's empty. Just take a seat. Why are you talking to me?
Why did she ask that? Is there everyone sitting there? It's empty.
Yeah. That's how we met.
Oh, I think there's a thing that we become really connect. Is that everyone, you and Akina and Dila and Na, and you are all in the same groups. Because in that time in July, and there's a lot of foreigners in London. And that's just me. I don't know. The alphabet is more in the button. So that's why we are on the different groups. And because after we have that test, the teacher want to tell us take a round to see the Beckenham city. And I'm the only sad girl. They are like separate from you all.
I remember that right now.
And you all just go to tell teacher, say, oh, we are all friends. We need to in the same group. And teacher like, oh, you all just arrived in London. What happened?
Yeah, it's been like what, 30 minutes?
In that time, I feel so warm because all of you don't need to do this. And then we are just taking a lunch together. I'm just always speaking. So I forgot to see the street and I just hurt my hands. Yes, everything is just begins from then.
Yeah, it's happened so quickly. Like they say, like first sight. Love,
oh,
something like
but,
that happened between us.
So your first sight is with anger.
But you know, I've been always angry.
Oh yes, I don't know why.
I don't know too, but I'm much more calmer right now.
And I think because of we live, like you live afters for me. Like you are in the fourth floor and I'm in the third floor. It's just because we live in the same student apartment.
Yeah.
Always go back together and then we didn't go to school together because I always go with my roommates. 8:30 and she will wait for me. And if I get up late, it's embarrassed. And then we every day go to London Center, Penge East
Station. Oh, I miss that place.
I saw that we have go around all London Station already. We collect all.
Yes, almost all of them.
What is your most important things that you always remember or always remind you in London?
Not the most important thing, but the most scary thing that I remember from is the night that we were just going back to our apartment. We were walking. Do you remember that?
The homeless person.
And, that's some homeless person wanted some money. He begged, can you give me money? I was like, we were walking. And then he got so angry. He was swearing at us and we were just walking so quickly. We were looking around. It was night. There were not too many people around. We were like just almost running to our apartment. I still remember that. It was so scary.
The homeless person, he just like, bitch, bitch. And he just chasing us. And then we didn't say like, we need to run, but we just scratch each other and then we run.
Yeah, it was so scary. I think he was drunk as well.
Oh, it's horrible. I remember that.
Yeah. Most scary thing that I remember.
But I remember that we go to Scotland.
Uh-huh.
There's a festival. And there's a lot of drunk person and a lot of drunk people. And they just want to like kiss Akina or just want to like really close to us. It's so horrible.
Uh-huh.
Like, everybody is.
Yeah,
like,
I remember that too.
And maybe they have some weed or something like that. And they're just like seeing everyone and hugging and blah.
I still remember that smell in the station, in the metro station. We were on the underground, but there was a lot of weed smell coming from. Crazy.
It's illegal in England, but I don't know why. There's everywhere weed.
Yeah, I remember that too.
And I remember, we go to see the show. And I am somewhere crying. And you're like stone face. You're like, oh, you see, it's a good show.
We're like,
but why?
Oh, that was a great show. We were looking at you.
You're
crying like babies.
No, you're just like, oh, it's a great show. Just like that.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, it's so good. And both of you are like, what? What happened? Almost every day, we went to central London.
It was so tiring. When I look at my phone, it was like 20,000 steps each day. Yeah, for a month, every day. We were so young.
And I remember that we always chasing the bus, and then we always like chasing the tram, because sometimes if we miss it, and maybe we need to wait like 30 minutes or more,
Yes.
something like that.
Oh, do you remember that we took a bus from Central London to our apartment? It was like 60 stations?
Oh,
Like,
I
how
think,
much? 60 bus stops?
maybe 100 stops, because
Yeah, it was too many.
You know, it's like, because we went back from Scotland, and then we take a bus, and in that day, when we like went to Central London for the airplane, we stay the bus, and we transfer like one other station in like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in midnight.
Yes, 2 a.m. Yeah.
Oh my god, it's crazy. And after we come back, because the flight is delayed.
Yeah.
We're so young.
Yeah. We had so much energy, but right now, when I think about it, I don't think I would do that.
And I will never do that again. But I don't know. Maybe we met in October. Maybe we will have like 3 days without sleeping. Who knows?
Yeah. But do you remember the heat wave? We didn't went to school. We ate ice cream. We went to the cinema.
I remember that.
Do you remember
the toys.
That day?
Yeah.
Yeah, the trains were not working because of the heat. It was too hot.
Yes, I remember the ice cream. And the teacher said, oh, all of you just go however you can. But because we didn't have air con.
It's so interesting because in here, it just like becomes like 40 degrees in here. And it won't happen something like that. Like everything goes as normal. But it was like 35 degrees, nothing more than that. And they just said us, okay, don't come to school. Just go to your homes. Like, why?
Well, they forgot. There's no aircon in student apartment store. So why they just let us go back? So we just go to the cinema. And I remember we saw the toys.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. It's the first time I saw all English, no translate.
With no subtitles. Yeah.
And I can understand it because it's toys.
Yeah, it's kids movie. That's why we understood.
One day, you just go down and you want me to lend you the, how to say that? To make your hair dry.
Hair dryer.
Oh, God. And in that time, I open the door and with your wet hair, I'm like, whoa, what happened?
Because at that time, I had extensions on my hair.
Oh, I remember. Because you and Akina, you're all no emotion person. You're not a human. And because you let London first, and then me and then Akina. On the train, you give us the card, and then Akina cried first.
And then I cried as well.
Yes, and then me. And I'm like, wow, I'm adult. First time, it's not I'm crying first.
Yes. I think I became much more emotional after you.
Because I'm writing the card and I'm crying. And because in your last week, I remember I'm so emotional. Because you're laughing.
My last week.
Yeah. You just stay in London like
6 weeks. Yeah.
6 weeks. And then we fly to Scotland. We go to Cambridge. We went to Brighton. Oxford.
A lot of cities.
Yeah, I remember Brighton. The wind. It's awful.
Oh my god.
It makes my head
ache. It was so bad. Brighton has a beautiful sea and it should be sunny, but the day we went there,
Windy.
It was so windy. My hair extensions were almost away. Like, it was so bad. Yeah, the video was great, but the trip was not that great, actually.
Yes, and Cambridge. I remember we have on the boat.
I really liked Cambridge, by the way.
And Oxford. I don't know. I think because that day is so running out of time, so I didn't feel really lot of memory for that.
Yeah, me too.
But I know a lot of from Camden. I really like shopping in Oxford Circus and Camden. Somebody
yeah,
have a gold
Camden.
Car in TK Maxx.
Oh my god, yeah. I had lots of shopping sprees. Like, I shopped so much in 6 weeks, they offered me the golden card.
Super
some
near.
Points from my shopping. Yeah. Every time that I went to London, the central London, I always went to TJ Maxx. I always bought something. I'm glad that I went to shopping that much.
You bought a suitcase, a new suitcase,
yes,
to take back to Turkey.
Yeah, a new suitcase. And the Primark.
Primark. Yes, Primark.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Topshop.
Yeah, the Topshop.
And H&M.
I didn't like that H&M, but Topshop, Primark, and TJ Maxx. Those were my three favorite places to go.
We have the pictures in Topshop.
From the photo booth.
In that day, we are like thinking like, oh, we remember there's a photo machine. And we are like, because of that machine, so we went to Central London to find that.
Yeah.
Two crazy women.
Yeah, just to take pictures. Yeah.
I have some memory that we are in Notting Hill Festival. It's my first time festival in foreign country. Yes, and everybody is like a lot of colorful makeup and like wearing really weird. And we are just the normal two person.
So we decided, why are we normal? Why are we not like them? So we went there and we had glitters on our faces. It was so normal when we were at the festival. But we decided to go to the Hyde Park with that glitter on our faces. People are like so normal, so casual in their outfits. And we went there, glitters on our faces.
We are
looking
really weird
at us.
Well, strangers. I feel like everybody like looking at us and with something like shock. Like, why they are in here?
We paid a great money to that glitter. We decided, why are we just taking off? Let's go to the
like
park with that.
£5 or £10, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, it was expensive.
Yeah, but it's really worth it. We
yeah,
have a lot
of
photos.
Course. We made a memory, so it's worth it.
Do you remember Kevin gave you a rose? And it's because he saw the people, maybe she need help. And she tell him like it's £5. And he say like he just have £10. The girl say like she can exchange about £5 to him. And then the girls take the £10 and the girls walk away. Oh, run away! And then that day we are eating McDonald's, and then Kevin take a rose to you. He is so angry about the story, like he take £10 for a rose and no one wants it.
I do not remember that actually.
Oh, really? I remember that because there's no one will spend £10 for a rose.
For one rose.
One
rose.
Rose.
One
no
single
one,
rose.
And no one wants it. It's a really sad story, and then we are laughing a bit.
But it was really cheap. Like, we went to the pub, it was
£3
next to our apartment,
next to our apartment. It just crossed the road.
Yeah, it was too cheap.
It's cheaper than the water.
Yeah, that's why we drink.
No, it's just because everything is closed. It's just a pub. Not because
yeah,
of
that's
the money.
Fine.
I learned about dancing and chill and relax from you and Akina. Because Akina have next dance. And you are the body dance. And because I'm not that freestyle when we met in London. Mm-hmm. I'm more like really stuck person, and I'm like afraid to, because my emotion or my things to make other people to be unhappy. In that time, I'm uh-huh. a person like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing all of you are like doing yourself and really enjoying yes. all the environment, the things. And then I become like calm mm-hmm. down, and I'm like, oh, maybe I can do myself. And you're not hate me. You're not be angry. Like it's empty.
Yeah, that's how friendships work. You don't judge that person. When you're just yourself, that's how we get along.
Be yourself, and the people who love you and they will accept you.
That's
the real you. Yeah.
Yes.
I learned from you and Akina. Oh, I learned from Akina is her independent. She is just a person who really wants to separate with us in everywhere.
Yeah, we can separate. Yeah, that was our phrase. We can separate.
Every time we just arrive, Akina say, we can separate.
Yeah.
I am aging. We're like, hey, where are you? Can I go to find you? And then we go shopping.
Yeah, we do not like to separate. We love to shop together.
Oh, really? Oh, do you know, like, I take like 40 kilograms things from London uh-huh. to Taiwan?
Yeah.
I use the shipping to come back.
Really?
Yeah, it's too heavy for me. No, I shipping 40 kilograms and then I take 30 kilograms back.
Oh, that much?
Because I
But
bring...
you stayed there for
Four
how
months.
Long?
4 months. And then I
why.
Take 10 days to France, Belgium, and Netherlands with Jessie.
Ah,
and then I
why.
Fly back to London, and then I come back to Taiwan.
That's normal.
Yeah, someone just 6 weeks and buy about gold car. And I 4 months. It's normal.
I just gave you a gold car.
I think because I buy a lot of souvenirs, not clothes. A lot of, like, when I'm traveling, and I will buy a lot of, people feel it's trash. Like, I mean, like, small things is really mean a lot for me. But maybe it's just a door, uh-huh. or maybe it's just like a cute things. But it just means a lot for me. But so aww. I buy a lot of things. It's like maybe a pant, or maybe I don't know. The things I feel great. Make me feel great. So aww. Do you really think, like, when we separate from London, like when you went back to Turkey and I come back to Taiwan, like really think that we really can keep connect? Or you just go with the flow?
No, we kept our connection. Like, we talked a lot with you. Sometimes bad things happened in our lives. Even though we were different countries, we talked with each other. You went through things, I went through things. But we didn't cut our connection. It taught me a lot of things. I was a much more angry person when I was in London. Yeah, what was my nickname?
Angry old
tell
woman.
Us. Yeah.
But there's no old, but, it's just an angry woman.
I was the youngest, by the way.
Oh, yes, yes, the old woman is not here.
Yeah, I was the youngest, by the way. Whatever. But you taught me to show my emotions much freely, like, you were showing your emotions, you were crying. I was like not showing lots of emotions. I was not crying. After I met with you, really, I started to show my emotions, and I think that's much more better for me.
Oh, congratulations, you become a human.
Oh, thank you. After 22 years, I learned how to be a human.
But because of you, and I learned being an independent person, and I learn how can I to love myself? Like, because every time I'm more care about others before me. And then because of you, and you tell me like, Jen, you need to love yourself first. If you don't love yourself, who love you? And there's no one is more important than yourself. And it's so mingled out a lot from me these 5 years. Every time I want to get by myself, and I will hear about Asian sounds like, you need to love yourself, and yelling to me. And I was see the card that you write, and I'm like, there's always be a person who trusts me.
Yes, it's so important to love yourself. You have to put yourself first. Sometimes you have to be selfish.
Yes, I always feel selfish is really negative. But after I met you, and I feel like, oh no, it's like, it's a right to protect ourselves. Because if we don't protect ourselves, there's no one will protect you. And the selfish is not to hurt others. It's to love ourselves.
Yeah, we're thinking so bad when we say selfish. But it's not too bad to be selfish.
Yeah, I think it's like thinking a different way to know this world.
About perspectives.
But I feel like there's different culture and like eating things, or it's really different, right?
Yeah, it's really different. Okay, I remember that we went to Chinatown and we ate a fried rice with shrimps inside. It's really interesting for me because I've never ate rice like that before. When we make rice, it's like, it's just the rice. We don't put anything inside that, or we do not fry that. I remember that we ate noodles in Oxford or Cambridge.
Oh, it's so spicy, right?
Yeah, it was so spicy. And the first time that I ate, I couldn't handle the chopsticks.
Oh, yeah. It's so hard for foreigners to take a chopstick.
Yeah. You have to, you teach me. And then I was still not great at it. But I remember that it was so hard to eat. I mean, why would you eat rice with chopsticks, right?
There's a spoon.
Yeah, but I remember that Kevin ate the rice with the chopsticks.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. He's a weird person.
No. He has a different personality from us.
No, I will send this episode to him. We're still great. We're Sam and Kevin. We still say hi. Happy New Year.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to eat like with chopsticks. I still do not understand why are you eating with chopsticks? What's the meaning behind that?
Because in Taiwan, we have a lot of dishes, like vegetable, meat, or everything. And you will use the chopstick to take all of these dishes, and then with the rice.
I mean, you can use fork and spoon for that too.
Use fork and spoon, it's so hard to take a vegetable. Or our meat is not just like use a knife. Our meat is like it's one and one, so it's so hard to take it. Because maybe they're like Lunar New Year in February, and maybe they have 10 dishes. There's soup, and there's vegetable, there's a lot of meat, and there's a lot of things. If you didn't use chopstick, it's all on a table. It's so hard you can take 10 dishes.
I mean, you don't have to use chopsticks. That's why it's easy for you.
But I don't know, because it's so hard for me to use the knife or fork to take Chinese dishes.
Really?
I mean, like, it's easy to eat like spaghetti or pasta or something like that, or like steak. But it's hard to take Chinese dishes because they are not convenient. They are like,
I mean, you're used to that. That's why.
Maybe I can send you one. Invite you
I'd
to Taiwan.
Love to.
I think maybe you'll like our night market.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yes, because it's like 12 o'clock and there's still a lot of eat like food in Taiwan.
Oh.
And the convenience store is so convenient.
Why?
I mean, like in British, there's supermarkets like close at 5 or 4 in like Sunday, and they just open in 7 o'clock. I'm not sure in Turkey.
They were closing too early. In Turkey, they close around 10 p.m. or 9 p.m.
When does that open?
Around 8:30.
Wow, it's long
yeah.
time.
If you compare with England, yeah.
Oh, but normally I'm not really sure about Turkish traditional dishes because when I met you,
there are lots of them.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Like for foreigners?
For foreigners, they can. I mean, you know, kebab.
Oh,
we
yeah.
tried Iskender. Don't you remember that? We went to the
I remember
Turkish
that.
place.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah. The
great.
most. Yeah, the most popular ones are those ones. I really like mantı. It's like dumplings, much
Oh.
smaller ones. And you eat with yogurt.
Yogurt. So it is a dessert
Yes.
or it's a.
No,
It's a
it's
meal.
a meal. Yeah.
With yogurt.
Yeah. Don't you remember we ate the Iskender with the yogurt?
I
No,
remember.
you don't remember.
I just.
Oh,
I,
no.
no, it's hard for me because I remember the lamb. And because it's my first time in my life, I eat a lamb in a Turkish restaurant with you and Akina. So the lamb, the memory is too strong for me.
The smell,
But
taste is too strong for you.
I
It's
feel
normal.
The seasoning is great. So it's not that
Yeah.
horrible because I don't like
Yes.
lamb because they have the goat smell. Told me about Turkish coffee and tea.
Yes. Do you remember?
I remember
I still
that.
have that video that you drank the Turkish coffee.
It's great. And oh, but I think it's strong for me because I always
yeah it was
the,
too strong
yeah.
Yeah, I still remember your face.
I'm like, oh, it's not mean bad, it's just mean different flavor.
Yeah.
I remember that we have the Turkish tea in a
Yes.
restaurant. It's not close our student apartment, it's close our school because
yeah
we
yeah
eat that dishes, so we all late to go back to school.
yeah
I remember the tea is great.
Hi.
You're back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Earth.
I'm back, bitches.
Oh, I miss that. I miss bitches.
Huh? Yeah, I was saying lots of bitches. I'm back, bitches. Hi, bitches.
And the things that I say, agent, do you want to eat this? And with your hand.
Yeah.
I really, really learned a lot from you about how to do yourself. And
I learned a lot from you as well.
How to be a baby.
How to be a baby. How to be a human.
I think a lot of friends or a lot of people that cannot understand that we are different culture, different ages, and we speak different language. Mm-hmm. And then we just met 6 weeks. In foreign countries, almost 5 years. We just texting, video talk, and we never see each other in person. But I always feel you are beside me. And call me bitches.
Oh, of course.
I mean, before I met you, I never thought there's a person in different country. And like maybe across all the earth. It's so far. And where
I
are...
hope you'll come here.
I will. I feel like we are similar. Some of our personality is different. And I want to like share with the listeners, like, how can you have foreigners friends? Because lots of people ask me this question. And I tell them, like, I didn't feel they are foreigners. <They're> just...
You shouldn't think like, that's a foreigner, we cannot understand each other or they will judge me. You have to love, that's a huge same things. You have the same thoughts. You will just understand each other.
Sometimes I'm talking with Taiwanese and we're speaking Chinese, but we are still so hard to understand each other. But But you see, like, we are different countries and we are different ages and we are speaking different language, but we understand each other. So I always confusing. Why? I don't know. Do you have these feelings? Like, why? They're so, it's great, but I just feel, wow, surprising.
How can that person understand me? That's great. Even though I have friends over here, they won't understand me. Even though we sit next to each other, like talk face to face, but it's so interesting. I don't know. I don't know how to explain this feeling. How we look to our lives.
Oh, yeah, maybe our lifestyle and the things we have go through is
yeah,
similar.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, like, before we met in London. And then in that time, we are totally different because I'm 23 mm-hmm. years old. I just graduated from a master's degree. And you're just uh-huh. like starting in your university and you're 21.
Yes.
And yep. we are totally different. But we are trying mm-hmm. to understand each other. Although we are different yeah. and we have some argue or we are some misunderstand because of culture, because of our yeah. personality is different. But we are always... Mm-hmm. want to let us to be mm-hmm. better. So we are trying so hard using my poor English yeah. to to explain with my body English.
I mean, if that person have good intentions, if that person is like really like a good person, you'll just understand each other, even though you have cultural differences or the language that you speak, you'll just get along.
I feel because of our hearts, it's true. I mean, like when we met in London, we yep. really hope yeah. each other to be happy. And we really want to know why she's angry or why she's upset or why something happens. And we, because we are a different culture, mm-hmm. so it's hard to understand yeah. a person when you just met. Mm-hmm. But these 6 weeks, mm-hmm. we are trying so hard to understanding. Mm-hmm. And because like you say, you yeah. are not a really express yourself person. You are protecting yourself. And I'm like,
yes.
who's sharing too many emotions to others? It's too much. When I met you in London, and that 6 weeks is the feelings that I real alive. And mm-hmm. when I'm in Taiwan, I feel I'm not happy because I'm not being oh. who I am.
I was so depressed in university. Like, it was my second year. Yes, it was my second year. And everything was really tough for me. My grades were not great. I have problems with like with my friends, with my family. But when I went to London, when I met with you, it was so great. Like, I felt like myself. I just let my side. I showed my really great side to you. And I'm so happy. That. I'm so happy that I met you.
I'm crying again. It's on a channel. Like, it's been 5 years and it's our first time to talking about our real feelings. That I mean, like, we are always sharing about our feelings and like we are just like my sisters in the other country, but it's my first time that I know that you know that you're making me become a better person. Because when I'm graduate from my master, I have a lot of things and happens because of some people's jealous and about some scarf problem. And I'm trying to hide myself because if you are too bright and people will mm-hmm. hate you or jealous because you're bright, to let them not that bright. So in that time, I'm like thinking like I'm not doing a bad thing. I'm a perfect person. Not like perfect, but I'm doing a great thing. But why people hate you? Because of your warmth and because of your kind. After I met you and I think like, Oh, there's one person too. Like, she's a good girl, although she didn't express her emotion, but she do a lot of things. Like, she just show herself that she care about you, although she's not speaking out. And I feel warm, and I'm thinking like, oh, I can do who I am. And the person will really like and accept who I am. And it's not just they want, because you know, culture in Taiwan, where you need to pretend a person to be your parents' girl, to be the students, good students, or something like that. So in that kind of culture, it's so hard for me to be myself. Just thinking like, oh, maybe in my life, I couldn't be myself. In my whole life, I need to pretend myself to let people happy, to let people understand you, to make your parents proud of you. But after I've been to London, I met you, I met Akina, and we have lots of trouble, and we have some argue, we have some misunderstanding, but we all go through, and you all accept who I am. Although I'm so talkative. Yeah, and first I know that without my parents, and there's a person who can accept the whole you, although you are not really strong, and you are sometimes like me, always crying. But they are always can un they are not this kind of person, but they can understand why you are so emotional. I don't know, I just always tell my parents that, that London really changed my life.
It changed my life as well. Oh, happy that I met you. I'm so happy that I decided to go to London because I was thinking about going to Canada, and someone told me that maybe you should think about going to the UK. That's how it happened, and I'm so happy that I went to London.
Yes, and I remember I assure you that I used to be to Oxford first and then go to London. But because there's no student apartment, so I've been to London first. And Akina moved from Oxford to London in the same time, like in July 13, I remember. July 13. And three of us met in London, the school having a test on the same table.
Our lives crossed.
First time I know that you have like changing, not changing, you have like being yourself when you are in London. Because to me, you're always a really independent person. You really can handle yourself so great. And to me, I'm just a person who always really weak. Yeah.
So happy that I met you, that you're in my life, and that we're still sharing our lives.
When the train accidents in Taiwan or when the earthquake in Turkey, we are not in each other's country. But every time when I saw the news from Turkey, like economic news or war news, earthquake news, I was always thinking about how about Agent? Is she graduate from university? Like, I don't know why you're always in my mind. Like, I'm always thinking about, oh, I don't know what, like, because sometimes we will see others' Instagram and I'm like, oh, how does this girl know? We can use a sentence or a line to talk about to 5 years us. If now you can speak something to the agent with in she just arrived or she left London, why will you want to talk to her?
I would tell her that take things easy, like don't be stressed about everything that's going through in your life. I mean, some friends will come and they'll just go, and some relationships will work, some won't work. Just don't be angry Don't always be angry. I would say these things, just take things easy.
I will tell her like you really need to trust the relationship. Although there's no one, just my parents, but my friends, they are just like, oh, maybe just 2 years and you will like unconnect and you will cry again. And they're just like speaking like me, like I'm like this. And I'm like, no, I just, and because they cannot understand why the 6 weeks, they just feel like we just met that short time and then we separate. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for them to understand the relationship. It's not just because this person is behind you, or it's just because this person, they need to in your country. I feel it's because the experience that with you, so less I trust about this. So I think I would tell her like, although Adrian is an angry girl, but she will be a great girl. Trust her, she will be a human. One day. At last, I want to speak to you, said like, really, really thank you these 5 years. Like, you always stay with me, although my friend passed away. Although there is some work problem, although there are some friends, and they just walk out of my life. And there's a lot of things go through. And although I suddenly become a really disappointing person. And you never just leave me alone. You always stay with me. Yes, because some people there feel like you're done and they just walk away. But you always stay with me. And although I'm not sometimes always a positive person. And I'm really grateful. I really love you. And really thank you that we met in London. And we walked through this relationship.
Of course, I will be there for you always. Like even in your bad days and your good days. You can always call me, you know that. You can always text me. You can always say things that you like, you want to talk about everything. You know, we can talk about everything. That's a really great thing. I really love you too. You teach me a lot of things as well. I'm so happy that we met.
Well, I think it's time for this episode, but I didn't
it's time to
I
end
cry.
This episode and cry.
No, because I just feel grateful that like I'm just a normal person and I have this kind of gift, like a person who grow with me in different culture, teach me to be a better person and just accept who I am. Although I sometimes positive, sometimes negative. So I need to become Chinese to finish this episode.
Okay.
There's no one where you understand.
Okay.
我们这集很开心邀请到Agent来跟我们分享，然后也很谢谢这5年来他的陪伴，不管我们是开心或难过，然后希望大家都可以相信是有一段关系可以跨过整个世界、整个地球，不管你是怎么样的年龄、怎么样的文化、怎么样的语言，我们都可以好好的。 然后也相信大家带着善念、真诚的心去交朋友，你们一定都可以找到你们志同道合的朋友哦。 I'm talking about like you need to take your heart, and then however you walk to anywhere, you will meet the person who are similar with you. But you need to be yourself. Although they cannot understand, oh, you are my partner. So thank you, Agent, to come to my channel and wish
Thanks
you
for
all
inviting.
The best. Yes, there always be all the best. And you are a really great girl. So you need to trust yourself. And we will meet in October.
And, I hope so.
Yeah, and just like you say, I will always be there to you. Just text me when you need me. Yes.
I love
and,
you. Thank you.
Yes. And I think it's time for us to say bye-bye to the listeners. Because they cannot see the video.
Goodbye.
Yes. And maybe you can say 再见. It's goodbye, Ming. 再见.
再见.
Oh, yeah. It's similar. It's okay. How to
okay.
say goodbye in Turkish?
You can say güle güle.
It's so hard.
Güle
le
güle güle.
Güle güle.
Yeah.
Ah, it's similar.
Güle güle.
It's fine. Okay, thank you so much. And thank you come to my channel and share our story to all the listeners and hope they can find their friends. Bitches.
Goodbye, bitches.
Goodbye. Bye bye.
See you, bye.
Bye.
感谢大家的收听，喜欢我们的话可以到 Apple Podcast 上面给我们五颗星的评价哦，或是搜寻 Instagram 茶碗蒸说，把你们想要给我们的回馈私讯给我们吧。拜拜。